And I think what's happened is the papers convolute these stories, and they immediately say 70 million, you know, think of this, we got one today about 70 million phone calls that are being intercepted in Paris over a 1 month time period. Think about that, 70 million phone calls. Now, I don't know how many phone calls you get a day, let's say 30. But let's say they're in a foreign language, because most French people speak French. Just putting that on the table. This is not a hard thing to follow. It's not complicated. So you'd need French linguists. And if you did 2 million French phone calls a day, listened to them, and tried to write them down, how many people would that take?
A few more than two.
Yeah, a few more than two. So, you know, the average analyst might be able to do one every 15 minutes, four an hour times eight, 32. Divide 32 into there, you're going to need about, you know, a little bit less than 100,000 people just for France. And France is an ally. It's absurd. They get it wrong. It actually has nothing to do with collecting on France. But the reporters who got this see this data and quickly run to the wrong conclusion. And that's wrong. I'm concerned that what they're doing will do grave harm to our country and our allies. So we got to figure out how to fix that.